This is Sally Shapiro.
The Breakdown.
This is Vanity Fairy.
The Breakdown.
This is Broken Chanter.
The Breakdown.
I am Pictish Trail.
This is Meishi Meishi.
The Breakdown.
This is Catherine Joseph.
The Breakdown.
This is Dan Mangan.
The Breakdown.
And you're listening to The Breakdown.
Breakdown.
Welcome to The Breakdown. Hello, Steve.
Hello, Joel.
Hello.
It's better. I've turned you up. I can hear you now.
Okay. We're here again for the second week in a row.
Yeah.
We have a similar sort of confuddlement with the technological aspects of The Breakdown studio, but we've got it working.
In a fashion.
In a fashion. And hopefully everybody there heard what we did, which was the fantastic new single from Death Valley Girls, Message from the Venus Flower. You heard that, didn't you, Steve?
I heard it.
I'm confident.
It sounded good.
I'm confident other people did too. Is that? I think that's their first track in quite a while.
It is. Well, they've announced a new album.
Okay.
Welcome to Earth is the name of the album, and that is coming out on the 9th of October.
Oh.
So I think it is the first single from it.
Okay. So we've got plenty this week to fit in. Always plenty to fit in. There are new albums from James Ellis Ford, Phoebe Bridgers, King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard. We're going to have an album of the week, I think. Sweeping Promises?
I think.
Decided on that one, maybe two or three from that. Also tracks from Grace Cummings' album, Gurrier's Maybe, Icona Pop album, Caroline Rose, plenty of stuff. But what have you got next?
In a few minutes, we're going to have something from one of last week's albums of the week, aren't we? What are we going to go with?
Shall I go with a ceremony.
Go
one,
with a ceremony.
Because I've got it here. I've got it ready and lined up.
But before that, Slow Pulp are releasing their third album. Just over a month's time, I think it's out. 18th of September, it is, yes. Previous singles, Better Man and Not For Nothing. Have we played one of those or two of those?
I don't know if we have played any of them.
Maybe not. Anyway, we're playing this one. It's called Spill.
Down.
Hello, this is Broken Chanter. You're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Don't you have good taste?
Ceremony from their album Tell Me Your Dream, which came out last week and was one of our albums of the week. Justify, the name of that track. And before was Slow Pulp.
Yes.
Is there a band called Slow Pulp?
No, there's a band called Pup. They're not okay. Slow though.
No, they're not. Pups are fast. That was their third single, wasn't it, from their
new album? And it was the first one we've played. Yes, the album's out next month.
All right. Sweeping Promises, third album time. I'm disappointed that this album title isn't as vaguely menacing as the last one.
Good Living is Coming for You.
I did like that. But it's a very, very good record, and we're going to play at least two tracks from it today. Have you got any more details about the band? Are they still a two-piece?
I think so. We saw them as a three-piece.
They were three-piece when they were played live in 2023. But I think they've always been just a two-piece recording.
Duo. Yes. Yeah. His multi-instrumentalist Spencer Graller has toured with as a live drummer since 2019. So I believe he's still in the touring band.
But their new album came out yesterday and is called You Say I Romanticize. What have you got for us first?
The one that we both chose, which is My Anchoress.
Yeah. and the same. Tell poor boys don't feel this way. Hey!
This week's album of the week from Sweeping Promises. That was My Anchoress, and there'll be at least one more in the rest of the show.
Do you know what that's reminded me of? That
what's that remind you of, Joel?
Do you know My Anchoress?
Your Anchoress.
My Anchoress. Do you know The Anchoress?
I do.
She had an album out last week. We missed it completely. We're going to play something from it now, though.
We should.
For it. As We Once Were is the album, and As We Once Were is the track we're going to play. You follow this with something of your choosing. Do it.
I will.
Good.
In order to liberate myself from the past, I have to reconstruct it, ponder about it, make a statue out of it, and get rid of it.
A past a foreign country, 5,000 miles away. But as I turn the corner to your house, it's yesterday.
Thank you. this is Sally Shapiro, and you are listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live.
I'm going to say there was a comical mess-up before that song. But
don't say that. I was going to doubt.
The reason was because of Sheffield Wednesday's bizarre
goal.
First goal this season.
I'll leave it in there.
Leave it in. Amazing first goal for Sheffield Wednesday. The arse of the striker taking the credit there. Who have we just played? That was Clutter.
That was Clutter, yes. Clutter. A Swedish four-piece who are releasing their debut album on the 2nd of October. Sugar Rush is the name of it, out on Punk's Lime, and that was Robot.
Hey, and before it was Jan Kress, wasn't it? Something from her album which came out last week, the name of which was also the name of the song, but it's not on my screen anymore.
It's on mine.
What is it?
As We Once Were.
As We Once Were. Right. James Ellis Ford, he's been doing stuff all the way back to Simeon Mobile Disco, hasn't he?
Even before that. Simeon, before the game, Simeon Mobile Disco.
Simeon, Arctic Monkeys producer. He's worked with Fontaine's DC, Last Dinner Party, Florence and Machine. He's also an artist in his own right, putting out his second album, I think, yesterday. But there's a story behind this. Christmas Eve 2024, he fell mysteriously ill, diagnosed with leukemia, given a 30% chance of survival. This was the album he wrote while he was in recovery, and it's called Lost in Another... Is it Lost in Another World? I think it is. Lost in Another World. I listened to it this morning, and it's a really, really good album. Definitely worth your listening. Definitely worth your time. And we're going to play a track from it now called Till Our Days Are Gone. And again, we'll double this up with something else. Let's do that.
Okay. Yes, because that'd be Trouble 7 time.
Mm-hmm. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Catherine Joseph, and you're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
In the back seat, I spill leftover Chinese on Gucci pastiche, window down, cause it reeks.
Good to hear Caroline Rose, and that was her new single Charming, which is going to be from a new album called Gentling the Horse at the Walt Whitman Mall out in October. And she seems to be stylizing herself now with an exclamation mark, so we have to say Caroline Rose.
Does she?
So on her website, it is. There is.
Oh, yeah, so it is.
What was before?
It was something before, right?
James Ellis Ford.
Of course it was.
Yeah, Till Our Days Are Gone from the album Lost in Another World. Now, Treble Seven time coming up.
I'm going first, aren't I?
You're going first. What have you got?
Well, in the middle of it, I'm going to have a new artist because we've only had one so far. Mercy, I'll tell you more about after. And it's going to be finished by Perennial, who are Perennial Treble Seven featurettes.
Mm-hmm.
Because they make a lot of short songs. And the album's out soon. But first, Sailor Honeymoon released their, well, the full-length debut, actually. 13-song collection of songs from the... Where were they from? Are they South Korean?
From that part of the world. I think they're South Korean.
They are Korean.
I don't think they're Japanese. Yeah.
Yes, Korean. The Worst of Sailor Honeymoon is the name of the album, and this is called Red.
It's alright. The Breakdown, Treble 7.
Who are releasing the album Modernism next month, is it? Do I? Yes, it is next month. September the 18th, that is out. That was the latest single from them called Ready, Steady, Go. In the middle of that, you heard Marcy, who I've since found out is in Tops, the Montreal band.
Ah, okay.
Yes, yeah. Marta Chikoyevich, side project from Tops member. I don't think she's the lead singer. I think that's Jane Penny. But anyway, yeah, Marcy, that was Liquid Heartbeat, and we kicked it off with Red from the debut album from Sailor Honeymoon, the worst of Sailor Honeymoon, out now.
I am going to activate Longest Song Clause now by playing you one of four new songs put out by PTUSA yesterday. So four tracks.
I haven't heard any of these. So
yeah, four tracks had come out over the previous 2 months. We missed the first three of them and played I Will Do the Opposite last week. Yesterday, four more tracks came out and they're going to be tentatively on a project which is just four O's at the moment. So O-O-O-O. So there's eight tracks. But it's not yet an album, but it's not an EP. So it's an ongoing thing.
Okay.
This song is called, and it's got a brilliant name, Andy's Got a Bang is the name of this. And it's 5 minutes 22 of wonderfulness.
Thank you.
he's not missing at the moment, PT. That was Andy's Got a Bang, one of four new tracks put out by PT USA yesterday. Right, I think we need some new artists, don't we?
In the form of a double?
Yeah. I've got, Star-Bellied Bug, all one word, coming up as a second part of this double. I'll tell you more about that on the other side of whatever you're playing next.
It's a three-piece from Sydney, Australia, who go by the name of Sweetie.
Okay.
I think there's three of them. Yeah, there's three of them. Lily Keenan, Ricky Clark, and Lucy Warriner. They are releasing an album shortly, later this year. Or will be, next month. September the 25th is out. The name of the album is Dogtooth, and the name of the single is Dogtooth.
Done for when I saw you. The way you showed your hand, you know it really got me. I had to get it. Your dagger pointing, whispering in your right ear, a confession, permission to be seen. Open up your heart, dear, it's got a hold over me. Dark tooth when you're smiling, the love, the lies, the energy got me, took a part out of me. Dark tooth when you're smiling,
from Oasis. I have a new band called Terror Pigeon you should check out. Keep listening to The Breakdown. We'll be right back.
got us at the end again, that one. That was Star-Bellied Bug with a track from an EP which comes out on the 25th of September. The EP is called Lash, and that track was the opening track from it, Crayola Car. Star-Bellied Bug are a five-piece from San Francisco. And what's that?
That's an old-school mobile interference noise.
It is, isn't it? And before was an Australian three-piece.
It was, called Sweetie, with a track called Dogtooth from an album of the same name.
Would you like to hear something from the Phoebe Bridgers album?
I definitely would.
Good, because I'm going to play something from it. As Above is this track is a track from Lost Weekend, her third album out yesterday. 16 tracks long, this.
I know.
At a kid on the plane, trying not to freak out about being a couple days late. Started watching a movie, one where they go back in time, and it got to me. I don't know why. As above, so to the hospital. I'm always looking for the exit. I've never been afraid of heights. Now I don't wanna live forever, but I don't wanna die before I take you to Coney Island. Screaming on the Wonder Wheel, you're gonna take me for granted, but I can't handle it. Doesn't matter, you won't have to.
Phoebe Bridges, As Above, penultimate track on the new album Lost Weekend, which was out yesterday. Okay, penultimate song in this hour as well. What have you got to finish us off?
Well, Claude released their last album, Supermodels, in 2023 on Phoebe Bridges' label, Satisfactory Records. There's a new one coming called Me and the Music, out on October the 23rd. A single came out just this week called She Doesn't Love Me, and it is going to take us up to 4 o'clock. I've got 5 seconds left now. I told you I'd fit that in easily. Vocal classic coming up after this.